What I said in Amsterdam during the panel was that obviously nothing that we think is history is real. It is a cover story covering the reality of a secret space program. I mean, it's very obvious now as I've looked back and analyzed and written in some of the papers in Enterprise the years of when Eisenhower in 58 created NASA and the year preceding in 57 when Sputnik shattered our you know, worldview and our picture of ourselves and, you know, propelled us into extraordinary efforts, which, yeah, in 9-10 years made it to the moon. The real question, of course, which I try to answer in some of my presentations, like the Secrets Conference presentation, which is available on DVD, is what was Kennedy really thinking? And I try to lay out what now we believe we understand. And it has nothing to do with contemporary history as written of that period. Nothing. The lie is different, as I said in Dark Mission with Mike Barra, is different at every level. So, yeah, we are on this 50th anniversary. There's some amazing things going on that no one is connecting. So, you know, we got time tonight to do some connecting. Google came out today with an amazing banner celebrating Yuri Gagarin's 50th, you know, anniversary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when you look at it, it is full of all kinds of symbolism, stunning symbolism involving Mars, involving, you know, torsion physics, involving, you know, the Nazi horrors of World War II, which Dolan, of course, you know, believes, just like Joseph Farrell, moved on, carried on into this Nazi Internationale, this invisible Nazi philosophy breakaway civilization that has these stunning technological tools developed during the war and then taken with them when they, quote, lost. Well, they didn't lose at all. We've created this breakaway dynamic that Dolan, the historian, writes so eloquently about. And what I was trying to do, and apparently it was fairly successful because I had a standing ovation for, like, it went on for forever.
Good for you.
I was trying to connect his ideas of who might be doing this with concrete physics that the what is now real. We now know the what of how it was done. And it's not only from my work, it's also from Dr. Wood's independent work, completely independent. She's come at this from a totally different direction. And we've arrived at the same place, which is important for anybody who cares what's going on around this planet tonight. And there's some pretty weird stuff going on, like somebody is repeatedly punishing Japan. How many of these earthquakes do you think are natural? Guys, none. This kind of pattern is not happening anywhere else on the planet. And you can see this live daily with the USGS, you know, worldwide seismic monitors, where you can see all the stations, all the little graphs, all the little outputs, and see what's wiggling and shaking all around the world. Japan is being clobbered for a reason, and I believe it's fundamentally part of this secret space war. And that was why it was important to connect dots in Amsterdam with Dr. Wood's work. And, you know, if you had connected to the cosmic programmer, George, you could not be having the better sequence of guests to fill out the details of what people need to know on this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with her about her theories and her work. She seems very, very meticulous, Richard.
Super meticulous. Reminds me of my second grade teacher, Miss Pittenger, and I really didn't like Miss Pittenger because he was such a perfectionist. So that's why I'm really thrilled, because Dr. Wood has done something that no one else has had the courage, the chutzpah, or apparently the intelligence to do, which is to simply look at those things that fell, those towers, 1,400 feet high, two of them. And within a half hour, both of them were dust and coming down at in excess of escape velocity. They were in free fall. No one can tell me that that is buttressed by any known physics. You can't have buildings fall down with floor hitting floor after floor on the way down and fall at free fall speeds. It's physically impossible. Right there is where everybody except Judy Woods went wrong, because everybody followed the Newtonian model. Oh, yeah, it was collapse of multiple floor pancaking. And she's the only one that looked at this data, apparently. And this is really freaking me out, because it's like there's got to be more bright people than just Judy Wood. And she looked at it and she said, well, wait a minute. This does not fit simple physics. Buildings that tall because she's a structural engineer with a PhD in material science and knows how to keep buildings from falling down. Buildings cannot fall that way. And so she begins where everybody else hasn't a clue, with looking at that data, and she's got zillions of photographs in this book in color, drawn from all those public sources.
Does she also look at Building 7, which did not get hit by any kind of plane?
And what's really bizarre, and what I began to come public with back a year ago when I published the Norway Spiral Analysis, I introduced at the end both Judy Wood's work as buttressing technically the idea there's this secret war in space, and occasionally we get collateral damage here on Earth because the guys either intend to or they can't shoot straight, or it's kind of hard to aim some of these weapons and not hit somebody else. We call it collateral damage when we do it here, right?
That's right.
Anyway, the idea that we could physically know now how some of this is being done, and then connect it with Dolan's idea that they're literally from World War II forward, a la Farrell, there has been a separate civilization breaking away, becoming competitors to 6 billion of us here on Earth. And I think the war is about, are they going to win and control us as the slaves of the thousand-year Reich, except it's going to be the fourth Reich, not the third one, or will we, democracy, standing up for our individual liberties, a la the most interesting ideas out of the Tea Party, are we going to win? This is a titanic, no pun intended, actually it is, struggle. Just coincident with when the Mayan calendar says everything's going to go bluey and we recycle the count. In other words, the end of the long count and the alignment of 21-2012, which your previous guest was, again, enunciating very, very nicely.
Well, the space program that isn't, does it seem to you then, based on the things I've heard you say, that the dark part of the space program, the one we don't see, is ongoing, flourishing, gaining momentum, high technology, but the one that we see, the public one, it's going to just flounder?
They're going to let it flop because it has no more usefulness. The false front Western town, the Potemkin village that we've been living since the last 50, 60 years, is over. The play is over. And for whatever reason, we're about to see a new play, and the old stuff is not going to be needed. Now, I believe I have interpreted the clues coming out of NASA, the symbolic language that we have been decoding, just like back during World War II when they decoded the Enigma code.
Mm-hmm.
If we've cracked their code so we can kind of read what they're telling each other, because obviously not telling us, but if we've learned to eavesdrop, and I've got enough of these messages now with a coherent kind of arrow, stream, trend, that I think we've cracked the code, then they telegraphed what this all represents in these last several shuttle missions.